Good, how you doing?
Congrats on the win, first of all. Congrats on the career high.
I appreciate it. Anytime.
The shooters kind of struggled last weekend. What was the difference for today, especially for you?
I would say probably, like, when we went into practice the last couple of days, coach was like, hey, everybody has bad shooting days, you know, and we just got to, like, at the beginning of practice, we all got lots of threes up. He's like, everybody knows everybody's good shooters. We're one of the best probably shooting, three-point shooting teams in the GLIAC. So he was just like, be confident, and then we just did a lot of reps and stuff in practice. And obviously, like, getting back on the home floor always helps too. So,
is it that much of a difference playing at home when you're familiar with your surroundings, playing in gyms that you only see maybe once a year?
It is a little bit difficult, I mean, shooting on the road, because obviously you've got the long bus ride out there and stuff, and you don't get as much practice time on the floor. Like, there's a lot of games where we go in and we never even shot a shot in the gym. We're just going out there, and the first shots we take are on warm-ups, so.
As far as the goal coming in tonight, as far as the first half, I mean, how would you guys, or how would you rank that first half? You guys were outstanding offensively.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, offensively, yeah, we were real good, but, like, our key, we said at the beginning of the game, was our defensive stops. We're going to try and do it. We're going to try and get five defensive stops in a row, and then, because obviously our offense is going to go off our defense, so that was our main goal.
Did you guys have any trouble at all, like, getting up for these last couple games because the GLIAC title is no longer there?
I would say not at all, because, I mean, obviously we're still fighting for contention in that regional ranking because everybody wants to be in the NCAA tournament. And obviously, like me, John, and Josh, being seniors, we kind of our last go-around, so yeah. We've all been kind of getting everybody motivated a lot more in practice, too.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, being a senior. You go down to South Carolina and play for a couple of years, you get to come back here and play pretty close to home.
Oh, absolutely.
It's been, how's the ride been as far as going down there and coming back? And then, you know, you've really kind of flourished in your role this year.
Yeah, I think the transition at first was a little bit different, you know, kind of a different role. Obviously, down there, I'm kind of the main option, and down here, coach was like, hey, we know what you can do. This is what we're going to do, blah, blah. And I had to, like, buy into the role a little bit. But, like, overall, I wouldn't trade it for anything. Like, I've had a blast here, and, like, I love it.
Hey, thanks a lot, Austin. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right.
We'll see you soon. All right.
Coach, talk about your first half performance. 55 points, you shot 60%, and that was on 37 shot attempts. That was a pretty impressive offensive display in the first half.
Well, you know, we can be a good offensive team when we move the ball, and you know, it was good to see us get up a little flunk that we've been in here a little bit and make some shots. So that was good. I mean, that was good to see, and hopefully that continues a little bit.
Talk a little bit about how did you feel about the way the team maintained intensity throughout the second half? Because, I mean, it was pretty much a kind of a 20-point. The crowd wasn't really into it. It was just kind of one of those playing off the string almost type of halves.
Yeah, you know, it was good to see us get a lead and keep it. You know, we struggled with that a couple times this year, too. So that was good. I thought our defense at times in the second half was pretty, you know, I mean, we're still searching for it all the way. You know, sometimes it's hard to continue with that intensity with a 20-point lead. But, you know, I thought Molden played a great game defensively. You know, he did a hell of a heck of a job on Pierce. And, you know, the guy was the second leading scorer in the conference right now, number five. And I thought we did a really nice job of stepping up and you know, stopping also the Sullivan kid. So, I mean, it was I think, all around the second half, I thought we maintained better than we have in the past.
Justin Keenan, another big night for you, 30 points. Is he the player of the year in the GLIAC?
I don't know. That depends on all the other coaches' votes. He'd certainly, if I could vote for him, I certainly would give him the vote. You know, he's performed amazingly well, and, you know, I don't think that I really don't think, like, a team like this, they really didn't come on the double. He's impossible to stop.
And Austin Randolph had a nice bounce back game, and that's 24 best he's had in Ferris uniform. So I'm sure it's good to see the shooters kind of get back on track.
Good to see. You know, it's a lot better. It feels a lot better, you know, when we can, you know, go get ourselves in a situation and we end up 6 of 10, so we shoot 60% from three. That's a little more like it.
I don't know what the finals were, but Grand Valley losing, Lake State lost,
and Saginaw lost. So that's good news for us, especially the Saginaw loss.
Your destiny is totally in your own hands now, correct?
Pretty much. Yeah. We win, and we get a home game.
Yeah.
So
you lose, and those other teams win. How does obviously Saginaw's got the tiebreaker on
you. Saginaw's got the tiebreaker. We got the tiebreaker with Hillsdale. So, you know, and that's the whole thing. We'll have to see how it plays out. That's the biggest thing. So we got to, you know, nothing more than we got to win. We got to get another win.
All right.
Okay. Great. Thanks.